Welcome, everybody, to another Grueling Truth NBA Playoff Preview. I'm your host, Mike Goodpaster. Make sure you follow us at Grueling Truth on Twitter. Like, subscribe, hit the bell notification on YouTube, and check out our top betting option for this series. Go to BetMGM. You can click on the link in the description down below in the video. So let's go ahead. Let's kick this off. We've got the Miami Heat, which means half the teams that are in the final four of the NBA playoffs came out of the play-in. The Heat were the eighth seed. This is the third time in the last 4 years that the Celtics and Heat have matched up in the playoffs. And it gives us an extremely interesting series. And, you know, 113 days will have passed since the last time the Celtics and the Heat played. That was back in January. That's an eternity in an NBA season, the equivalent of nearly 4 months for both teams to morph, shift, stiffen, and ideally improve. And both of these teams, I think, have done that. There's a familiarity between these two rivals that transcends the current calendar. This marks the third time in 4 years that Boston and Miami will battle for a berth in the NBA Finals, and many of the fundamentals about each team remain the same. In the Orlando bubble playoffs in 2020, the Heat won in six games, taking advantage of a neutral court setting to advance. Last spring, the Celtics led 3-2 before dropping Game 6 at home and having to win Game 7 at Miami to advance to the NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors. Now, for the permanent record, this is the rubber match, but don't assume the storylines from last year necessarily apply now. I mean, nothing about last year matters here. I don't think Miami is thinking about last year. I think they're coming out and ready to play basketball. If anything, they want to atone for last season, because last season they lost Game 7 on their home court when it looked like they were going to represent the Eastern Conference at the finals. The Celtics have been considered favorites in the East for most of the postseason, especially once the Heat eliminated the number one seed Milwaukee Bucks. But they needed 13 games to reach this point. And Miami is rolling on house money, only the second number eight seed ever to reach the conference finals. The first was New York in 1999. Of course, they get the four-point play. I'm a Pacer fan. The bullshit four-point play. The one game, I think it was three or four against the Pacers, and then they went on to knock the Pacers out in six. And then they lost to the Spurs in the NBA Finals. But that was the last number eight seed to make the Eastern Conference Finals. And it's hard to get to this point. And Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra and his team dumped the Knicks in six games. They finished up on Friday, and then they had their normal practice ever since then. They get a couple days off. Two teams remain. Only one will survive. The Celtics this year won the first two matchups between these two teams. The Heat won the second two matchups. So these teams are even in the regular season at 2-2. Now, when we look at basically our three keys, our three things to watch in this series, Miami's defense on Jason Tatum. The Heat typically stick to their defensive fundamentals and don't get too fancy against particular individual threats. But Tatum absolutely roasted Philadelphia in Sunday's clincher, scoring 51 points, the most ever scored in the NBA playoff history in a Game 7. Now, they also had to have memories of Jalen Brunson's elusive trickery from Friday. He got 41 points against a variety of defensive looks, and Miami's saving grace was a shortage of help for Brunson with the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are not the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are a much deeper team. They've got many more guys who could hurt you. Now, my number two key, will Boston revert to its original starting lineup? Now, Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla had a light bulb moment before Game 6 against the Sixers, when he started big man Robert Williams III next to Al Horford rather than staggering their use. It was an idea that worked last spring, and it worked again to close out Philadelphia. But against the Heat, Boston might do better going back to Derek White and Tatum, Brown, Horford, and Smart. That also could potentially force Miami to sit down Kevin Love and use Caleb Martin in that spot with Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Max Strauss, and Gabe Vincent. So the coaching here is going to be huge, because this should be a great series. Now, in that coaching matchup, key number three, Now, late in the first year on the job, Mazzulla was considered to be at a disadvantage against the Sixers' Doc Rivers, one of the league's most accomplished coaches. Now he is matched up with arguably the best in the NBA in Eric Spoelstra. From Miami's in-series and in-game adjustments to his climb from play-in tournament status a month ago, his teams often overachieve and they rarely fall short of expectations. Few outside of the Heat's film room expected them to reach this round, while anything shy of a finals return could be seen as a setback for the Boston Celtics. So there's a lot more pressure, I think, in this series on the Boston Celtics than there are the Miami Heat. Now, our X factor for this series, all right? X factors are always huge. And the X factor is playoff Jimmy. Can he get enough scoring help? I mean, he hasn't really been the same in these playoffs since that early ankle sprain in the series against the Knicks. But Miami has to cope with Tatum. Boston will have to deal with Butler. And the zeal Butler plays with on the big stage in clutch moments is his most impressive trait. He is averaging 31 points on 53% shooting, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, almost 2 steals a game. And already he's had nights of 56, 42, and 35 points. But since turning his ankle in game 1 against the Knicks, Butler has looked more mortal. 24.5 points per game on 41.7% accuracy, only 1 of 8 on 3-pointers. Now, with multiple Celtic defenders likely to split time on him, probably Brown, Smart, White, the next Heat options will loom large. Tyler Herro reportedly is still a couple weeks away from playing at best since fracturing his right hand in the opening series against Milwaukee. Adebayo is the guy, averaging 18.1 points per game this postseason, and he hit 25.0 in the 4 regular season meetings between these two teams. Now, the continued resurrection of Duncan Robinson, a lost soul who shot only 32.8% from the arc during the season, but surprised with 42.6% success in 2 playoff rounds, is essential. Now, in these playoffs, the Heat have outscored their opponents by 16.8 points per 100 possessions at 194 minutes with Duncan Robinson on the floor. That's the best on-court mark among 138 players who've averaged at least 10 minutes per game. This series, to me, comes down to this. If I'm picking this series, Miami has been the grindiest team in the 2023 postseason, and that's not going to change. Now, the thing that comes to me, though, is I think Miami's depth and bench is a little bit better than Miami's. I think that the Celtics, I mean, I think Brogdon's going to be a huge deal. And at the end, I think the variety of looks at both ends that Boston could give Miami and a renewed confidence after surviving the 76ers makes the obvious pick here. I'm going to take the Boston Celtics in 6 games, guys. I think they'll advance to the NBA Finals. Make sure you check out my Nuggets Lakers preview video. Make sure you follow us on Grueling Truth at Grueling Truth. Like, subscribe, hit the bell notification button on YouTube. Check out BetMGM for all your betting needs in the NBA playoffs. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.